Hello and welcome to Rev Kev's podcast. Are you looking for a brief moment of inspiration? Are you open to a change in your relationship with God? This week's message will provide fresh insight and simple solutions to some of life's daily challenges. I'll share with you four stages that I believe we should encounter on our Christian journey to maturity. And I do believe that this will help us as we navigate through difficult times in our lives, as we learn how to handle trauma of many forms, as we try to understand next steps and where and how God will move us. The first stage I want to share with you is revival. So the dictionary definition that I pulled up is, it's a renewed and more active attention to religion, an awakening of men to their spiritual concerns. See, God is or has brought revival to your spirit on matters that concern you in your life. Examples could be related to, you know, overcoming a personal hardship or simply recognizing and acknowledging that a change in your life needs to occur in order for you to experience peace. This type of revival is spiritual. I'm not speaking of, you know, the annual traditional 4 to 5 day church revival services. That's not what I'm speaking of. And in that, I take no issue with those meetings, but I believe that this particular revival is internal and it's dealing with you on a deeper level than just attending a inspirational service. The next stage is promotion. And that definition, the act or fact of being raised in position or rank. Again, most would associate promotion with a job. You know, when one gets a promotion on a job, they receive an increase in pay and an increase in responsibilities. But with this, I want to again bring it back to the spiritual and look at spiritual promotion instead of physical promotion. See, spiritual promotion can certainly lead to an increase in rewards and opportunities, but responsibilities and duties will certainly increase also. And I would like us to shift from that mindset and view promotion in a slightly different manner. So let me repeat that again. Spiritual promotion can certainly lead to an increase in rewards and opportunities, and responsibilities and duties can increase as well, just like a physical promotion that I mentioned earlier. However, I want to ask you to consider to look at promotion in a different way and see if indeed you're in the midst of a spiritual promotion. See, when we endure hard times or experience loss, our soul aches and our strength is stripped. And during this time, though, our spirit is activated and ready to bring us through to a deeper level of appreciation for the small, simple things and, of course, life itself. See, spiritual promotion takes you beyond your personal pain to someone else's personal gain. And it may not be realistic now, but eventually in time, my prayer is that you'll be able to see your recent trouble as an opportunity to help someone else. The scripture I want to remind you of is in Luke chapter 12, verse 48. And I'm going to read it from the King James version. But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the message. For daily interactions, please connect with Rev Kev on Facebook and Instagram at Rev Kev Ohio.